federal investigators releasing new information on the man who shot up a congressional baseball practice last week, severely injuring House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. The FBI said in a news conference this morning that through a background check of James Hodgkinson that revealed no mental health issues, did reveal he had, quote, anger management issues. Voluntary evacuations underway on the upper Texas coast as Tropical Storm Cindy approaches. Residents are being advised to seek shelter elsewhere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I need to take care of my heart at the cellular level with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant promotes heart health and cellular energy production. Now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus free shipping and handling, plus a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, or go to lifeextension.com/war. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
President Trump took to Twitter to slam liberally biased media and Democrats after special election wins by Republicans. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The president took to Twitter to write, quote, "Well, the special elections are over, and those that want to make America great again are 5-0. All the fake news, all the money spent equals zero." Trump also tweeted congratulations to Karen Handel for winning Georgia's 6th congressional district and Ralph Norman for his victory in South Carolina's 5th congressional district. Republican candidates have retained all the House seats that were vacated by congressmen joining Trump's administration.
Amazon has announced a new way of buying clothes. Amazon is testing a service that will allow customers to try on clothing in the comfort of their homes. Customers can choose 3 to 15 items to be shipped to their house for free. Whatever they don't send back within a week, they're charged for. Customers will receive a 20% discount if they decide to keep 5 or more items. A report by Cowen & Company predicts Amazon will own just over 16% of the clothing market by 2021. USA Radio News.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
A new study is showing that anxiety is skyrocketing around the world. Chris Barnes has part of that report.
A new survey on anxiety levels in more than a dozen countries shows anxiety is rising faster in the United States than it is in other nations. The UNICEF Security Index finds Americans more anxious than people in Australia, New Zealand, Belgium, Britain, Germany, and the Netherlands. Researchers say we're most concerned about war and terrorism, as well as natural disasters, identity theft, and computer viruses. I'm Chris Barnes.
Crazy accident today in the New York area as a bus driver left the bus in neutral rather than park, allowing it to roll blocks, crashing into numbers of cars. Here's the story.
It happened about 12:30 this morning. Police say the driver got out and put the empty bus in neutral instead of park, which allowed it to roll backwards for blocks. It hit 10 parked cars before crashing into St. Paul's Lutheran Church.
I was standing in the corner on Palmetto and Knickerbocker. When I see the bus coming back, I just pull over right away.
A man who was changing a car tire was hurt, possibly when he tried to jump out of the way. Police are investigating. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Prince Philip has been hospitalized in London, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II reportedly fighting an infection that stems from a pre-existing condition. Word of the Duke of Edinburgh's hospitalization comes on the day the Queen addresses the state opening of Parliament. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather now. Today it is currently 79 degrees Fahrenheit with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 85. West winds around 11 miles per hour and chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 60. West winds 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Tomorrow we'll be expecting mostly sunny with a high near 86. Calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. We're going to get started with a spotlight on Hunter in just a couple of minutes. This is Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Hunterdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nosinski. So today we're officially going off the original title of the Intern's News Corner, as I am now doing this not as an intern. So, I mean, I guess not really anything's going to change. I mean, all it is just a title change. But other than that, you're going to get the same old news and events that you've all been used to. So don't really need to spend too much time reintroducing everything. Today's topic I'd like to cover briefly. Today is actually the summer solstice. So for those of you who do not know, it's going to be the summer solstice occurs when the sun is directly overhead the Tropic of Cancer. It occurred approximately today at 12:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's ask a few questions. Why do we have a summer solstice? Earth orbits around the sun on a tilted axis, probably because our planet collided with some other massive billion object billions of years ago, back when it was still being formed. So, between March and September, Earth's northern hemisphere gets more exposure to direct sunlight over the course of a day. The rest of the year, the southern hemisphere gets more. It's the reason for the seasons. In the northern hemisphere, peak sunlight usually occurs on June 20th, the 21st, or the 22nd of any given year. By contrast, the southern hemisphere reaches peak sunlight on December 21st, 22nd, or 23rd, and the north hits peak darkness, and that's the winter solstice. How many hours of sunlight will you be getting? That depends on where you live. The further north you are, the more sunlight you'll see during the solstice. On the off chance you live near the Arctic Circle, though, the sun never really sets during the solstice. In 2013, a resident of Alberta, Canada, several hundred miles south of Fairbanks, still in a high latitude, note that the solstice also gives us the longest twilight of the year, usually about 1 to 1.5 extra hours of after sunset. Is the solstice the latest sunset of the year? Nope, just because June 20th is the longest day of the year for the Northern Hemisphere doesn't mean every location has its earliest sunrise or latest sunset on that day. If you live in Washington, D.C., you miss the earliest sunrise back on June 13th. But you can still catch the latest sunset on June 27th. What does all this have to do with Stonehenge? No one really knows why Stonehenge was built 5,000 years ago. But one possibility is that it was used to mark solstices and equinoxes. That's because during the summer solstice, the sun rises just over the structure's heelstone and hits the altar stone dead center. Is this the longest day in Earth's entire history? Not really. Well, it's close, though. And the reason why is quite interesting. Ever since the Earth has had liquid oceans and a moon, its rotation has been gradually slowing over time due to tidal friction. That means over very, very long periods of time, days have been steadily getting longer. About 4.5 billion years ago, it took the Earth just 6 hours to complete one rotation. 350 million years ago, however, it took 23 hours. Today, it takes 24 hours, and the days will gradually get longer still. So I'm trying to imagine, are we, like, 50 or 100 years from now, are we going to be living 25-hour days or 26-hour days? Or would time be calculated differently? Everything's going to get messed up, that's for sure. The entire sense of clocks and time and everything is just going to be thrown out the window for all we know. At least that's what I think it is. Tidal friction isn't the only thing affecting Earth's rotation. There are a few countervailing factors. The melting of glacial ice, which has been occurring since the end of the last ice age 12,000 years ago, is actually speeding up Earth's rotation very slightly, shortening the days by a few fractions of a millisecond. Likewise, geologic activity in the planet's core, earthquakes, ocean currents, and seasonal wind changes can also speed up or slow down Earth's rotation. When you put all these factors together, scientists have estimated that the longest day in Earth's history so far likely occurred back in 1912. That year's summer solstice was the longest period of daylight the Northern Hemisphere has ever seen, and conversely, the 1912 winter solstice was the longest we've ever seen. Eventually, the effects of tidal friction should overcome all those factors, and Earth's days will get longer and longer as its rotation keeps slowing, which means that in the future there will be plenty of summer solstices that set new records as the longest day in Earth's history. And lastly, is there going to be a solar eclipse? Not on the solstice, however, there will be a solar eclipse on August 21st. On that day, the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun will be in perfect alignment to cast a 60-mile-wide shadow that will trace itself across the country like a dark laser pointer on a whiteboard. In the bullseye center of the Moon's shadow, known as the totality, the sky will go dark for a few minutes in the middle of the day, stars will appear, and birds will become confused, and so will everyone else, I would assume. And it's all because of a cosmic coincidence. From the Earth, both the Moon and Sun appear to be roughly the same size. So that was just an article I wanted to touch base on today. I mean, to be honest, I just always said that it was when I never really thought of the solstices as solstices. I just thought of them as the first days of a certain season. So today's technically the first day of summer. So for those of you who have finished school, well, today's the day to go to the pool or go swimming or go on vacation. And yeah, it begins. The beginning of summer vacation. Lucky for you guys, or not lucky, I mean, depends who you are, I assume, but my summer's still going to be pretty busy. I'm going to be taking some summer classes next month, so I'm still going to be doing stuff like usual, and of course I'm still doing this every week, so summer is not really going to change for me specifically, but I hope all of you out there are having a great start to your summer. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Spotlight on Huntington. This is Wyatt Nosinski.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Spotlight on Hunterdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Thank you for tuning in to that small little segment I had beforehand about summer solstices, and without further ado, I'm going to get started with today's events. Two of Mills Play in Air, June 24th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hunterdon Art Museum, 7 Lower Center Street in Clinton. Enjoy a fun day painting outdoors when the Hunterdon Art Museum and the Red Mill Museum Village team up to sponsor the third annual Two Mills Play in Air Day. Artists of all skill levels can paint on plein air at one of New Jersey's most scenic sites along the south branch of the Raritan River. Artists are welcome to work with watercolors, pastels, charcoal, or any other media of their choice. The day-long event starts at 9 a.m. with light refreshments and concludes with a wine and cheese reception on Hunterdon Art Museum's Toshiko Takazu Terrace at 4 p.m. Try saying that three times fast. One artist's painting will be chosen best in show, as determined by the jurors, and will receive a $100 prize. Honorable mentions will be noted for best watercolor, oils and acrylics, and drawings. Cost to register is $35, or $35 for Ham and Redville members through June 16th, which is passed, but so currently it is $45, or $40 for members afterwards. You can register for the Two Mills Plain Air Day by visiting www.hunterdonartmuseum.org or by calling the museum at 908-735-8415. Ordinary Obsessions, June 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Art Yard, 62 Trenton Avenue in Frenchtown. Art Yard is pleased to present Ordinary Obsessions, an exhibition of works by Toronto-based artists Ken Nicole and Lewis Anderson. The exhibition will feature drawing, sculpture, installation, and video works which explore the matters of introspection, fragility, and the translation of the disorder of everyday life into the art object. Man, the more I hear about this art, the less I understand it. I'm glad I took art in high school. At least I have a tiny bit of understanding of what it is. Please join us at Art Yard on Saturday, June 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. for opening night. The exhibition will be on display through September 10th. Art Yard founder and executive director Jill Kearney will be available for interviews. And the press release is going to be the press release, along with more information, can be found on www.artyard.org. Hunterdon Appreciation Weekend, June 25th from 12 to 7 p.m. at Old York Cellars Winery, 80 Old York Road in Ringo's. On June 24th from 12 to 7 and June 25th from 12 to 5, we want to show appreciation for all of our friends in beautiful Hunterdon County. Visit us in our tasting room with a valid ID showing your 100-in address for a free wine tasting, as well as half-off on glasses for wine and wine slushies. You'll also be featuring What Exit Wines with 100-in towns on the label at a discount, available to everyone. Jersey Fest, July 8th from 5 to 10 p.m., again at Old York Cellars Winery, presented by the What Exit Wines with the Garden State Film Festival. It's time to celebrate and support New Jersey. This summer evening, Wine Festival features New Jersey food, musicians, artists, art organizations, and comedians while supporting a number of local charities. It's going to be $25 admission and includes wine tasting, a souvenir glass, and access to festival attractions, including the film screening, and a donation to support charities. The attractions of the festival include the wine release of 2016 Vital Blank, live music, food, and entertainment. It's going to be held rain or shine. Games, rides, and fireworks at the Harnan Parish Festival. Immaculate Conception Parish is holding its 16th annual Parish Festival from Wednesday through Sunday. This year's festival again features rides from Majestic Midways, carnival games, food, nightly entertainment, and fireworks on Wednesday and Saturday nights. There will also be a turkey tray, 50-50 raffles, and a pig roast on Friday night. The festival features pay-one-price wristband days on Thursday and Sunday. For additional information, call 908-735-7319. Hours are 6 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday, 6 through 11 p.m. Thursday and through Saturday, and then 4 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Festival is located on Immaculate Conception Grounds, 316 Old Allerson Road, accessible off Route 78, 22, and 31. 2017 Alexandria Barn Tour is going to be on July 16th. Some old, some new, and a smattering of uses once again. The Alexandria Barn Tour is all set to delight barn enthusiasts Sunday, July 16th. As in past years, the 2017 tour is self-guided from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets will be available in advance online via Eventbrite or on the day of the tour at Alexandria Park, 242 Little York, Mount Pleasant Road in Milford. More information may be found on Alexandria Equestrian Association's website, www.aeanj.com, or on Facebook, search for Alexandria Barn Tour. All right, Ballet Boot Camp, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., a day where dancers can prepare their bodies for summer intensives, workshops, and classes. Students will take a dance conditioning, ballet technique, and stretch class, all instructed by Julie Cobble. Julie, a former dancer at Roxy Ballet and teacher at Mill Ballet, will share her extensive knowledge on ballet technique as well as fitness and conditioning with all students. Ages 12 and up and space is limited. More information will be held at www.millballetschool.com. The Glen Gardeners Women's Club Townwide Garage Sale and the Orthodox Church of St. Gregory Palamas Luncheon. June 24th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Gregory Palamas Orthodox Church, 5 Church Street in Glen Gardner. The Glen Gardner Women's Club and the Orthodox Church of St. Gregory Palamas announced a townwide yard sale and church luncheon on Saturday, June 24th from 9 to 3. The event is rain or shine. Come spend a day in our quaint country town, find bargains and treasures. Stop by Gregory Palamas Church at 5 Church Street, just off Main Street in Glen Gardner, to pick up a map of the sale locations. The Sisterhood will be serving lunch from 11 to 2 p.m., and home-baked goods will also be available. For residents, registration includes a listing of your sale on the distributed map and official sale signage. The signage will be available to pick up at Glen Gardner Borough Town Hall 2 weeks prior to the sale. Please call ahead to make sure someone's in the office at 908-537-4748, where signs may be delivered to your home by request. Contact onecentral@mac.com. The cost to have a sale is $10 per household, or $15 after June 16th. To register, visit www.glengardnernj.org. Fill out the registration form, make checks payable to Glen Gardner's Women's Club, and mail them both to 5 Church Street, Glen Gardner, New Jersey. The Orthodox Church of St. Gregory Palamas registration forms will also be available at Town Hall. Two mills. Oh, I already said that. Schools Out Food Truck Festival, June 24th from 4 to 9:30 p.m. at Bunt Park at Red Schoolhouse Road in Lebanon. Join us for a night of live music, wine tasting, and sales by Unionville Vineyards, and most of all, 8 food trucks. From 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., Alex Allegra will be performing on stage. Miss Allegra entertains audiences with her original songs as well as select country classics and country pop favorites. Then at 6:30 to closing, Making Cover Bands Great Again, See the Big Fuss. Pernesia EP Release Party at the Prowlsville Mills, June 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Prowlsville Mills at the Sawmill, 33 Risler Street in Stockton. Pernesia, formerly known as the River City Healers, is celebrating the release of its debut EP with a full two-set concert. This will be a party to remember and everyone's invited. Bring your kids, bring your friends, and bring your dancing shoes. Many more details, including food and drink info, to come. The show will take place at the beautiful Sawmill at Prowlsville Mills, so there will be plenty of room for mingling and dancing. $10 admission, and kids 12 and under get in free. See you there. Pernesia blends vintage jazz with gypsy, klezmer, and folk influences to create foot-stomping, spirit-lifting music. Live Jazz with the Go Trio, June 29th from 7:30 to 10 p.m., Flemington DIY, 90 Main Street in Flemington. This all-ages live jazz show with Go Trio features Jean Perla. Perla studied piano at the Berklee School of Music and the Boston Conservatory before switching to bass. He played with Woody Herman in 1969 to 1970, as well as Thad Jones and Mel Lewis, Sarah Vaughan, Miles Davis, Nina Simone, Jeremy Steig, Elvin Jones, and Sonny Rollins. In the 1970s, Perla founded PM Records and later headed Plug Records. Under his leadership, the labels recorded Dave Liebman, Elvin Jones, Steve Grossman, Pat LaBarbera, and Jerry Bergonzi. He formed Stone Alliance with Grossman and Don Elias in 1975, and continues to perform and teach at Lehigh University and the New School of Jazz and Contemporary Music. I'm really impressed with a young saxophonist named Nicole Glover. Nicole is one that, in the face of the increasing challenges to jazz and art music, really gives me hope for the future of the music, says Jazz Truth. You can find out more about Nicole Glover at www.nicoleglover.com. This is the final installment of Thursdays of Jazz. And lastly, run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 mile Woof It Fun Walk, June 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Prowlsville Mills, 33 Risler Street in Stockton. Grab your sneakers, maybe a leash and your sense of humor. Join us Saturday, July 29th for our run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 mile Woof It Fun Walk. This year's events will include our first annual 1 mile Woof It Fun Walk featuring adoptable dogs from our good friends over at Animal Alliance in Lambertville. For race registration and event details, visit us at www.prowlsvillemills.org. All right, we're going to take another short break. This is the Interns News Corner. Look at me. I'm already pretending it's still the Interns News Corner. Spotlight on Hunterdon. It's the Spotlight on Hunterdon with Wyatt Nisinski. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I expect to have a discussion draft on Thursday, and we will go to the bill, obviously, once we get a CBO score.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking to reporters about the Republican plan to replace Obamacare.
We had Secretary Tom Price at lunch today and continued our discussions of the way forward on health care. As all of you know, because I've reported it weekly, for weeks now we've been in intense discussions with all Republican senators.
Federal investigators confirmed today a longstanding rumor that the man who shot up a congressional baseball practice had a piece of paper with the names of 6 members of Congress. The FBI said during the news conference, James Hodgkinson's list had no context to it, and the agency did not release the names of the lawmakers. The FBI added Hodgkinson had anger management issues. USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's 100% guaranteed. Whether you have split ends, curly hair, flat hair, damaged hair, or hair that's breaking off, Ovation Cell Therapy will work for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com. It's the perfect time because this week is free shipping for a limited time, so hurry and save money now. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers can save even more by selecting USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Free shipping is on now, but it ends soon, so hurry.
The State Department is looking at putting travel restrictions on North Korea. Here's Chris Barnes.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert saying it's become an even bigger issue since the death of Otto Warmbier this week, just days after his release by North Korea, which had held him on flimsy charges for over a year.
We have a great deal of resolve to try to handle this situation and try to hold North Korea responsible for the death of Mr. Warmbier and bring back those three Americans who do remain there.
Nauert says they do have a travel warning in place, and it aims to encourage Americans not to go to North Korea.
We can't get to you there. We have to rely on Sweden, and you know what can happen.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency before Tropical Storm Cindy expected to make landfall. Video from oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico show waves crashing against the platforms. The storm is currently a little more than 150 miles south of Morgan City, Louisiana. Maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
One of the co-founders of Uber and the CEO, out. Here's the story.
The head of the ride-hailing service was already on a leave of absence following several scandals inside the company, including allegations of rampant sexual harassment throughout the company. Kalanick was facing strong opposition from shareholders. A statement given to the New York Times overnight read in part, "I love Uber more than anything in the world, and at this difficult moment in my personal life, I have accepted the investors' request to step aside so that Uber can go back to building rather than be distracted with another fight." Kalanick reportedly will hold onto his position as a member of Uber's board of directors.
So what would you do to protect your pets? Would you take a snake bite? One man did. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Michael Seberg was in his backyard Monday when he heard the familiar sound of a rattlesnake coming from his pool pump. His two-year-old puppy went to take a look, and Seberg quickly grabbed its collar to hold it back from the snake. Seberg put his hand over the dog's snout, and the snake bit him near his thumb. The hand quickly doubled in size, but he managed to get to a doctor in time for treatment. Officials say this is only the beginning of snake season, so be careful.
A new Pentagon report says the hundreds of thousands of classified documents that were leaked by Army soldier Bradley Manning had no real effect on the war efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Manning was sentenced to 35 years in prison for the 2010 leak. Manning turned the documents over to WikiLeaks and released from prison by President Obama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Spotlight on 100, and I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to get started with the news portion of our show today, so without further ado, let's begin. Insurance company makes comeback to NJ, Obamacare Health Exchange. Oscar, the New York-based health insurance company that withdrew from New Jersey after 2 years, is looking to make a comeback in the Garden State in 2018. Oscar's CEO and co-founder, Mario Schlosser, announced Wednesday the company is seeking approval from the State Department of Banking and Insurance to re-enter the health exchange created under the Affordable Care Act. Oscar, known for its strong telemedicine presence and digital-friendly website, also wants to sell individual and small business policies independent of the landmark health care law, with U.S. senators meeting behind closed doors to draft a replacement for the Affordable Care Act, Schlosser acknowledged that an expansion at such a time of uncertainty may appear risky. We're confident that when the dust settles, the market for health insurance will stabilize in time for 2018, Schlosser says. For all of the political noise, there are simply too many lives at stake for representatives in Washington, D.C., not to do what's right for the people. Oscar withdrew from New Jersey in 2016 in anticipation of the new short-term instability in the market. Health Republic, for an insurance co-op, folded amid deep debt in 2016. Oxford Health, plans owned by United Healthcare, also announced it was pulling out of New Jersey's health exchange at about the same time. But conditions have improved, he says. The market in New Jersey is stable and growing. We wouldn't have filed for approval, to serve New Jerseyans in 2018 if we weren't confident that we could offer seamless, guided health insurance plans for both small businesses and individuals. Our new Oscar for Business plans would be an especially attractive product for New Jersey businesses and include regional coverage in New York, he says. If approved by state regulators, the reemergence of another player in the market is good news for people who rely on Obamacare. New Jerseyans had only two carriers, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey and AmeriHealth, although they offered many policy options. Premiums rose on average of 8% this year, in contrast to the double-digit increases that have prompted President Trump to declare Obamacare close to death. Oscar will offer coverage options for people living in North and Central Jersey, comprising 14 of the state's 21 counties, Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Hunterdon, Merker, Middlesex, Monmouth, Morris, Ocean, Passaic, Somerset, Sussex, Warren, and Union. Oscar's first foray into New Jersey limited its markets to nine counties, serving 25,000 people. Oscar also seeks to expand into portions of Ohio, Texas, California, and Tennessee, and will renew its request to continue selling Oscar for Business as well as individual and family policies on and off the exchanges in New York. All right, All Americans for 2017. New Jersey wins 9 golds and puts 38 on the podium for nationals. It was a banner year for New Jersey track and field, and the state's best athletes showed why this weekend at New Balance Nationals. Over the course of 3 days in Greensboro, in North Carolina, athletes from New Jersey earned All-American status in 38 events, while 3 relay teams and 4 individuals won a total of 8 gold medals. There are 38 athletes and relay teams that placed in the top 6 to earn All-American medals. For the Swedish rally, it was senior Sydney McLaughlin ran the fastest 400-meter split in history to anchor the quarter of freshman Sydney Tucker, junior Amaya Chadwick, and sophomore Camille Evans to Union Catholic's second straight national title and another record-setting performance in a race that featured distances of 100, 200, 300, and 400 meters. Union Catholic officially stopped the clock at 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 93 seconds for its first place finish. Union Catholic shuttle hurdle. A second place finish was encouraging as all 4 of Union Catholic's herders will be back next season. Juniors Amaya Chadwick, Brianna Ewing, Angelique Williams, and Felicia Quino finished 3 seconds behind Virginia's Western Branch. North Hunterdon showed off its distance running success by finishing 3rd in the distance medley and 4th in the 4-mile run. Anna DeMarcolo, Kelly McCartan, Elena DeMarcolo ran on both relays, while sophomore Gabby Benducci ran the 400-meter leg for the 2 DMR, and freshman Chloe Gonzalez added a leg on the 4-mile run. All 4 runners will be back next season as Sterling bids for its second straight All-American finish. The relay is made up of 3 juniors, Sydney Coppolino, Madison Coppolino, and Sarah Leigh Gonzalez, as well as Lena Jewell. Sydney Coppolino led off in 3 hours, 37 minutes, and 90... Oh, never mind, 3 minutes, 37. I read that wrong. I thought it was Collins. For 1,200 meters, while Madison Coppolino anchored the 1,600-meter leg. Okay, yeah, there's a lot more to these, so. But I think you get the point. New Jersey did well. Flemington 159 pitcher Tim Shoemaker and Hopewell 339 player Josh DeFore will see a lot of each other. For the Flemington Post 159, Indians 2016 was the best campaign in program history. They won the New Jersey Legion state championship and took their show on the road to Mid-Atlantic regionals, where they lost in the first game, had the Indians scrambling. Where lost in this first game, had the Indians scrambling. But Flemington railed all the way to the final, where it lost a 4-3 heartbreaker to Leesburg, falling just two outs short of a trip to Shelby, North Carolina, and the American Legion World Series. Buoyed by six players who were a major part of that run last year, the 2017 Flemington Post 159 team got its season underway last week. The Indians has to wait for the NJASIAA Group 4 runner-up Hunter and Central to finish its campaign, but the Legion season is now in full swing. This past Saturday, Flemington made the short trip down to take on Hopewell Post 339, which finished fourth in the state last year. For two of the players, one from each team, the game meant facing off against a future college teammate and roommate. Flemington's Tim Shoemaker and Hopewell's Josh DeFore will both attend the College of New Jersey in the fall, along with Hopewell's Cameron Kane. DeFore and Shoemaker will do more than play together in the baseball team. They will be sharing a dorm room. It is going to be cool, Shoemaker says. Cameron Kane is over there too, and he is going. It is cool to see us three down here playing together today. Hopewell's DeFore was excited to play against his future roommate and the region runner-up, as this squad targets the state title as well following a tough high school campaign. It's going to be pretty cool out there today because I will be playing with Tim for the next 4 years, says DeFore, who, as a catcher and pitcher, was a recent 2017 Times of Trenton All-Area selection. Today is going to be a fun game because it does not really mean anything. Flemington is obviously one of the best teams in the state. Last year when we played them, we only lost 2-1, so it shows how we can compete with the best teams. But games like today show us who we will be competing with down the road. For Shoemaker, who is one of 12 new players on the 18-man roster, the 2017 campaign is a chance to step into one of the two best programs in the state. Flemington Post 159 and Brooklyn Post 72 have won the last 8 New Jersey titles, and Flemington has ended each of those seasons no lower than 4th in the state. This is my first year on the team, and I definitely know the history of it, Shoemaker, who's finishing his senior year at North Hunter, and says, "They are always in the state finals every year, and I am just looking to come help and try to get us back there. Growing up, I played with and against these guys, and now we all are all together for one common goal. The Hopewell game is a good chance to play a team that finished well last year. Then we have two with Sussex on Sunday." The Indians swept Sussex on Sunday the 18th, 5-3 and 7-1, to move to 6-0 in the Pyramid League. It was the second sweep of the opening week for 159, after it beat 2-5 Delaware Valley, 7-3 and 14-0 on Sunday the 11th. Delaware Valley's gotten off to a slow Pyramid League campaign. Started the season well with a 3-0 win over Hackettstown, which it beat 10-1 as well this past Saturday. But in between, Delaware Valley lost 5 in a row. It will host Hillsborough on Tuesday, June 20th, before visiting North Warren Thursday and Sussex Sunday. We're going to take another short break. This is the Spotlight on Hunterdon with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hello, welcome back to Spotlight on Hunterdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're just about near the end, so let's finish off with a couple more news stories. A 13-year-old equestrian girl dreams of the Olympics, and she's on the right path. Emma Callanan of Tewksbury Township is just 13 years old and heading into 8th grade at Old Turnpike School, but she is also already the winner of an international Grand Prix in show jumping. Her trainer is a 5-time Olympian, and Emma's goal is to compete for the U.S. in the Olympics herself someday. The U.S. Children's Nationals Cup team, consisting of Callanan, Kayla Foster, Maggie Keering, Alexa Leong, placed second at the CSI JCH Langley, British Columbia, Canada. A newly added FEI event for children and junior riders, the CSI JCH is held in conjunction with the CSI 04 Langley, which took place between May 31st and June 4th. In her newsletter, Olympian and trainer Anna Kurinskis gave, "A huge congratulations to my student, Emma Callanan, and her Q2 for winning in the $1,500 SIA Children's Grand Prix in Langley." As per her newsletter, there were one of only two to jump a first round clear. In the jump off, the Canadian rider had four faults. Emma went very fast and clear to win it. I am extremely proud of her. What a tremendous experience for all of our U.S. children and junior riders who got to compete in Langley. Thanks to the U.S. Equestrian Federation and their support team for making this trip happen. Emma has ridden as long as she can remember. Her mother, Dana Hart Callanan, runs Hart Farm, a top hunter slash jumper facility. While her mom has been her primary teacher, Emma started training with other top instructors as well. Although Kursinski's farm, Market Street, is based nearby in Frenchtown, It was this past winter in Florida where Emma formally became a Kursinski student. Emma also rides her mother's sale horses, many of which are European imports. Although Langley was her first international competition, she's been to Canada many times to try out horses for their farm. Emma's horse, Q2, is an Oldenburg born in 2000. He was a young rider's horse in Poland and was imported 3 years ago to an amateur in Vermont who rode him a lot in a lot of 1.50 M Grand Prix. We were lucky enough to get him sent to us to sell him during Winter Equestrian Festival in 2017. At that time, Anne and I felt he could teach Emma so much that I would take a chance on buying him even at his older age, says Callanan, adding, "He's the best. We are blessed to have him." Emma competes in equitation on Jorinka, whom her mom calls a fabulous horse. However, Emma is ready to move on and do more jumpers, so Jorinka is for sale. "It will be a hard day in our household when she leaves," she says. "Being in Langley with the Team USA and my daughter was a surreal time. You go through the motions every day as a mother slash trainer trying to keep your kid happy, thankful, thoughtful, and well-mounted, in hopes that they will be the very best that they can be, hoping that you've done what is right for them and what's best for them," said Hart Callanan. "Then the day comes that it all clicks and you realize you've done all right. No one can really explain how much that means, so it was a great and wonderful experience and moment for me." Emma says there was a lot of team spirit among the U.S. riders. She said the Grand Prix field was set up as a true Grand Prix, with lower jumps for the new child riders rather than the standard 1.50 meters. Although the course was nerve-wracking, it was the jump-off with the Canadian rider where Emma had to make a split-second decision. She opted to do the last line in four strides instead of five, and the 17.3-hand Q2 easily pulled it off. When asked about her daughter balances an intensive riding schedule with school, her mom says, "Emma is a very smart kid and very well organized. She's known since she was born that if she wants to ride, her schoolwork must be done to the fullest. She takes it very seriously and does very well in school. She goes above and beyond everything." Emma already knows that she wants to become a professional rider. Her goal now is to qualify for the North American Junior and Young Rider Championships, an international competition for riders aged 14 to 21. Whether or not she realizes her Olympic dreams, she intends to make her mark training horses. "I can never imagine doing any other sport," she says. Hunter and Boy Scout leaders meet for annual roundtable picnic. The Boy Scouts of America leaders from across Hunterdon County met for their annual end-of-year roundtable picnic at Deer Path Park in Flemington. Co-compered by Hunterdon Arrowhead District Chairman Roger Malone and District Commissioner John Burgess, the event recognized the outstanding leadership contributions by Boy Scout leaders from troops across Hunterdon County and neighboring areas. The following were among those leaders recognized with awards for providing outstanding service. Geez, there's a lot. Charles McBride Jr., Charles McBride III, Chris Neighbor, Cindy Barkholtz, Darren McDowell, Dave Mountney, Herb Rotner, Janelle Bungner Spaka, John Valenta, Joseph R. Smith, Kevin Murphy, Mark Mortison, Matt Brown, Michael Marcy, Paul Hampel, Randy Zahorchak, Rob Sheneman, Roger Malone, Eddie Villamaria, Jay Widener, Joyce Murphy, Michael Romanek, and Robert Smith. Additionally, two companies were recognized for their generous contributions to the Hunterdon Arrowhead Boy Scouts District's program. These companies include Fox Lumber and Champion Tire of Flemington. Leaders from the many Boy Scout troops meet monthly at roundtable meetings to discuss scouting activities, learn new skills. Learn new skills and share information. The Hunterdon Arrowhead Boy Scouts District invites all youth to join any of their excellent Cub Scout packs, Boy Scout troops, or Explorers teams. For more information, please visit the Hunterdon Arrowhead District website at www.washingtoncrossingbsa.org. Clinton Township Schools agree on a payment schedule. In a recent letter, the Board of Education said it and Mayor John Higgins have agreed on a schedule for future payments to the school district. Earlier this month, the board sent a letter to the Township Council alleging it mismanaged finances and withheld payments to the school district. The board claimed the township was obligated to maintain $19 million in a trust account for the school district to use to pay its bills at its discretion, and that the trust was almost empty. The board said the dispute had been settled in a letter released Friday. It said it would like to thank Higgins for stating that the municipality has the intent and resources to meet future payment schedules. The board said that last spring the school district was put into a precarious position when payments were not made on time. The payments were needed to cover the school district's monthly expenses. The statement from Higgins confirming the payments would now be made on time has avoided any legal action the board was prepared to take. I'm glad that we've put this issue behind us, says Higgins. I don't see any issues with the township paying the school board per the statute. In the letter, the board said that with declining enrollment in the school district, it's important that the council and board work together for the sake of our children and their education. The board said it looks forward to working with the council in a renewed spirit of cooperation. Higgins said the township will now pay the school board at least 50% of the school portion of property tax funds collected before December 13th, while the other half given after January 1st. And lastly today, just a little fun thing, how to get a year's worth of free burritos from Moe's. The first 50 people through the door at the new Moe's Southwest Grill opening Thursday will get coupons for a free burrito a week for a year. The restaurant, located just off the Flemington Circle between Routes 12 and 202, will also be offering $5 burritos on Thursdays. Doors open at 11 a.m. Moe's is a rapidly growing brand with a loyal following across the country, and we're excited to bring Moe fresh, flavorful food and family-friendly atmosphere to Flemington, said Bud Patel, who owns five other Moe's locations in New Jersey. We're eager to open our doors and look forward to building long-lasting relationships with our guests and the community. Patel plans to continue opening Moe's in the Garden State in the coming years. There will also be a prize wheel throughout the weekend to win various prizes. Moe's is also opening locations at the Toms River Shopping Center off Route 37 and in Hillsboro on the site of the former Stewart's off Route 206. There are currently three other Moe's in Somerset County and Branchburg, Franklin Township, and Warren. The new township restaurant will be its first in Harnett County. And the Flemington's Moe's will be open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday at 11 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. I went to Moe's, I think, twice with one of my friends, and I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really a fan of their food. I mean, I'm not really a burrito guy, and I don't know what it is, but the older I've gotten, the less I've been interested in tacos, so that's why I haven't really been as interested in Taco Bell as most people have. I know there's like a bunch of stuff they're selling now, like breakfast burritos and stuff, but I don't know. That seems pretty cool. If you want to go and get free burritos for a year, you're all set. So there's that. I got to wonder how they got to do it, though. You got to, like, are there people already waiting for it to happen? Like, are they setting up tents like they do in, like, Black Friday and stuff? I don't know. I wonder how far people will go for this kind of thing. All right, we're just about near the end of the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is the Spotlight on Harnerdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski, and we will see you all again soon.
Race in South Carolina for a seat vacated by now Trump budget chief Mick Mulvaney. Gulf Coast residents being told to prepare for very stormy weather for the next few days. Tropical Storm Cindy could drop as much as a foot of rain on some parts of the Gulf Coast, and widespread power outages are already reported in the region. This is USA Radio News.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model mattress worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
The ACLU is suing the state of Arkansas over its new abortion laws, saying they are so restrictive they amount to an outright ban on abortion. An Arkansas Right to Life official telling the Washington Post she believes the court is going to uphold those laws. The family of a black teen killed by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer reaching a settlement with that city, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
Details of the agreement reached between the parents of Michael Brown and the city of Ferguson were not made public. Brown was shot and killed by white police officer Darren Wilson in August of 2014. The shooting sparked outrage and sometimes violent protests across the country. No charges were brought against Wilson following a Justice Department investigation. Brown's family brought a civil lawsuit against the city, saying that Wilson used unnecessary and unreasonable force against their son.
The Library of Congress choosing Tony Bennett to receive the 2017 Gershwin Prize for popular song. The first time that prize goes to an artist who is not a songwriter.